Hello, survivors, and welcome back for another episode of Insta-Death Survivors Support Group. I'm Brian Hazard, your ever-eager explorer of all games narrative, and today we have Jeremy Morgan back on the show to talk about technology in a notoriously, perhaps famously, perhaps wonderfully low-tech space. But, you know, tabletop games are obviously generally paper and pencil, books, that sort of thing. But we are seeing more and more games, including your game Pericle, The Gathering Darkness, that are bringing in apps to supplement the experience for players. So, Jeremy, let's talk about it. Why did Pericle need an app, I guess, is the place to start.
Sure. A couple episodes back, we were talking about how the dice rolls are actually catered towards the app, so that you kind of roll against your own abilities as opposed to rolling against an enemy's abilities. Mm-hmm. This is our biggest sell point, and it's probably the most fundamental part of the entire game, if you were to distill it into its different components. As to answer the question, why we use an app, I guess the answer is manyfold. So number one, it's quicker and easier to play, right? You sit down and you can play just like a board game. Number two, everybody at the table can play as a character together, right? As a player, as a hero together. There's not the juxtaposition of somebody as a game master and then everyone else as players, which is not inherently bad. But this is a very different feel, you know, for everyone to be able to play. It feels distinctly different than some other tabletop RPGs. And then the third is our app, which we actually call Lore Master, is a multimedia experience. So we're finding that we're able to do more things with Lore Master than you can typically do by yourself if you were a GM. So for example, we're going to have cutscenes. We're going to have at least, it's over 100 pieces of art. There's going to be a soundtrack to the game written by yours truly. There's going to be more typical things that a game master could provide, such as like how enemies behave in combat and NPCs and things. But it really just frees you up as players to be able to say, hey, you want to play Pericle tonight? Yeah, let's do it. And you don't have to think, oh gosh, did I dungeon prep, right? You know, that's not a thing. And so that's a really, really fun aspect. The other thing is, the app is where we hold all of our campaigns. And so it's going to kind of look like unlocking content in a video game. You'll buy the expansion, but it'll be logged in Lore Master for you, logged in the app. And so you just select the campaign you want to play, and you're right there. So it's a simplicity thing, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool. I can see, too, that you'd be able to deliver supplemental content like that's sort of an add-on more efficiently than if you had to, you know, print a new book or create new components or any of that kind of thing. So that's cool. And so it sounds like overall, though, the big sort of key things are that multimedia experience that you can get that's more cinematic perhaps than what you'd be able to get otherwise. And also it turns a game that inherently needs an arbiter, if you will, into a GM-less game. That makes a lot of sense. Are there any areas that like maybe aren't a fit for Pericle, but like where you could see technology being applied to tabletop gaming, whether it's board games or RPGs or like a game book experience or anything like that?
Sure. Besides the multimedia thing, right? We talked about my background as a music guy, and so I'm huge on that aspect. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to be writing like themes, and there's going to be leitmotifs and everything. Like so, that's going to be all done. Aside from engaging visuals and engaging soundtrack and stuff like that, I think that having it all on an app kind of conveys a sense of mystery. Isn't the right word, but you know, if you're the GM at the table, then not, you know, at least one person knows what's going to happen. The last one I would say is not on our launch, but in a future update, we plan on having software enabled so that players can create their own adventures using maybe some of our Pericle pieces and maps and songs and things like that in a completely original story. So if you're coming from like a game book perspective, you can now create your own game book with our game pieces. And I think that's pretty darn cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. So it's like bringing a different angle on technology and gaming together with this app that has, the angle of fulfilling the game master. So now you could play Pericle to have a GM-less sort of role-playing experience with your friends online through something like Roll20. Yeah, that's cool. There's an army of game book writers that I know that might be interested in creating content when you're ready for that. Is there somewhere that they could contact you to express interest?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Jeremy, that's J-E-R-E-M-Y. Jeremy@periclethegame.com. It goes straight to me, the director, the author. And you can also sign up in our emailing list if you want to kind of stay in contact with us that way as well. You can become an email subscriber by visiting our website, periclethegame.com.
Super cool. You know, I'll say that we're entering dream space here, something where technology can apply to tabletop games. It's like the creation of a marketplace for content is really interesting. Because if you think about what do all of the biggest hits in RPGs have in common, right? So you look at, D&D and Pathfinder, and in the more indie space, you've got, Morkborg in the extremely indie space, you've got like, Lasers and Feelings and, stuff like that. And all of these, what they have in common is that people, they have some kind of license that allows people to bring content in. And so you've got, aside from the official content, you've got just such a wide variety of things that you could do. D&D 5e, right? Like if you, in that game, if you want to play, I'm making this up, so this is not actually true. But the point still stands. If you want to play as like marshmallow fish people or something, there's probably some kind of supplement to let you do that, right? Anyway, yeah, I could see how something like Pericle could end up going in a direction where you have a really seamless marketplace for third-party creators to bring new content to the game, clearly marked as such so that people know, okay, I'm entering non-official, non-canon space but yeah, I could see how that kind of thing could be really compelling.
Yeah, that's kind of a future goal in a way. So we're marketing Pericle Gathering Darkness. Gathering Darkness is our first campaign, right? Really what we're marketing, if you really break it down into chunks, is the Pericle game system plus the campaign, which we're calling Gathering Darkness. The game system is solid, and you could use that with, any sort of thing you wanted. It could be, you could do a sci-fi, you could do a superhero, you could do whatever. It's very adaptable. That's a really exciting thing. And who knows what the future will look like, but a marketplace where people can sell their own adventures and stuff like that, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibilities, and I think that would be really, really cool.
A lot of interesting gears turning there. I like that. Some people listening to this are probably thinking, I play tabletop games to get away from all right. And in some ways, I'm one of those people. I specifically avoid, when I'm playing a game book or something like that, I specifically avoid using like digital notes or something like that. And I just want a pencil and a paper. And so I get it. Right. But at the same time, I have, minor things, really small little things, like when I do play a game book or a RPG at my computer with a PDF, little small things like search functions, they make a big difference. When I play with a virtual tabletop and it's like, wait, you mean I don't have to set up and clean up for like an hour.
Right. Exactly.
These things make a big difference. And when you add into that multimedia experience and seamless tracking, a world mm-hmm. state and all this kind of stuff, taking away the need to prep and all that, like, I think it's fertile ground to find that balance between like, this is an analog experience, but also it's supplemented by technology.
Definitely.
Right. Well, very cool. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people go to learn more?
PericleTheGame.com. That's PERICLE, TheGame.com. On there, you'll get lots of info about it. We're also going to we're launching our Kickstarter campaign on March 9th. And so there's a ton of info there. And if you want the most info possible, go ahead and become a VIP, lock in your the lowest discount possible, and that will also grant you access to our backers only Facebook page and our Discord, where I have weekly dev chats with people and I post kind of special behind the scenes, you know, like in progress art and things like that as well. So there's several different channels. And then if you're really just curious and you don't want to mess around with signing up for anything, you can always just email me at jeremy@periclethegame.com.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/instadeath. A special thanks to our guests and to the contributors who helped make the show better than I ever could on my own. Intro music graciously provided by Jesse Johnson, aka Zenoda. Find more great music by searching Jesse Johnson or Zenoda, spelled with an X, on YouTube and most major streaming platforms. Podcast cover art generously contributed by Patrick O'Neill. You can learn more about Pat's art on his Facebook page, Pat O'Neill Art.